Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech headlines for Friday, December 16th, 2022. I'm Rich Drapalino. The tech industry trade groups, Computer and Communications Association and NetChoice, whose members include Meta, Twitter, and Alphabet, petitioned the Supreme Court of the United States to review the case of Texas House Bill 20. The law bars platforms with over 50 million users from moderating content on the basis of viewpoint. The appeal argues the law violates the First Amendment by denying them editorial control over their own websites while forcing them to publish speech they do not wish to disseminate. The group also asked the court to weigh in on a similar law in Florida that was blocked by the 11th Circuit Court of Appeals. Oppo announced new foldables. The Find N2 offers a compact smartphone size when folded, about as tall as an iPhone 13 mini, with a 120Hz OLED front display. It unfolds into a tablet form factor with a nearly square 7.1-inch OLED display, weighing only 233 grams. It comes with typical mid-2022 Android flagship specs and costs 7,999 yuan, about $1,147, with a China-only release announced. It also announced the Find N2 Flip, which unfolds to a smartphone form factor with a 6.8-inch 120Hz OLED display, MediaTek Dimensity 9000 Plus SoC, and a largish 4,300 mAh battery. When folded, it offers a 3.23-inch OLED display that runs a custom interface. It costs 5,999 yuan and will come to most countries in Europe in Q1 2023. Twitter suspended the accounts of several journalists, including some from The New York Times, CNN, The Washington Post, The Intercept, and Mashable. The banned journalists all appear to have recently tweeted about the banned Elon Jet account that shared publicly available flight data on CEO Elon Musk's private jet. Twitter recently changed its policy to ban sharing real-time location data. Though suspended, several of the accounts were able to join a Twitter Spaces audio chat room, which Musk also briefly joined. Shortly after that, creating and joining Spaces conversations stopped working, with Musk saying it would be back on December 17th after fixing a legacy bug. Twitter also suspended the @joinmastodon account after it tweeted a link to the ElonJet account. It also began disabling links to several Mastodon servers, including mstdn.social and mastodon.social. Twitter shows a warning saying, quote, "This link may be unsafe." HTC will announce a new flagship mixed reality headset at CES on January 5th. Its global head of product, Shen Yi, told The Verge it will be a small, light, all-in-one headset. HTC claims it will offer color video pass-through, 2 hours of battery life, with controllers offering 6 degrees of freedom and hand tracking. No word on price. Microsoft added full Teams integration to its HoloLens 2 mixed reality headset. This will support calling other users directly, viewing calendars, and joining group meetings with live video streams of shared screens that can be moved in VR. Meta informed users it will shut down its virtual meet-and-greet app Super on February 15, 2023. Already scheduled events prior to the shutdown date will still be available, but users cannot create new events. Users can download recorded media before the shutdown date. GitHub will roll out its secrets scanning service to all public repositories by the end of January 2023. The platform previously made the scanner available to GitHub Advanced Security subscribers. The scanner looks for hard-coded security credentials in source code. The gaming peripheral maker Corsair announced the Xenion Flex, a $1,999 45-inch OLED monitor that can be bent from flat to a curved configuration using side-mounted handles. It offers a 21:9 aspect ratio, supports up to 240Hz variable refresh rate, and includes two HDMI 2.1 ports and one DisplayPort 1.4 port. It ships early next year. OnePlus provided more details on its first mechanical keyboard, developed in partnership with Keytron. It will offer a MacBook layout, aluminum chassis, use a double gasket design to reduce noise, and offer hot swappable switches. A full announcement is expected in February, with mass production beginning in April. And finally, Amazon Games will publish the next game in the Tomb Raider franchise. The publisher of the franchise's next installment had been an open question. The game will be developed by Crystal Dynamics, which the franchise's former publisher, Square Enix, sold off to the Embracer Group back in May. Remember, for more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com. You can find show notes and links to all these headlines there as well. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone. My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe came along and changed everything. With Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. Now I can accept in-person, contactless payments right from my iPhone. No extra hardware required. What's truly remarkable is how I can cater to all of my customers' payment preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe ensure a smooth checkout experience every time. And it's not just me. Stripe helps businesses of all sizes, from local markets to global retailers, scale quickly and stay agile. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.